Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Hello, Mary. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. My name is Madison King. I'm the caregiver for Miss Deborah Liking.
Sorry, could you repeat that, please? There was a little bit of an interference.
My name is Madison King. I'm the coordinator. I mean, not the coordinator. I'm the caregiver for Miss Deborah Liking.
Miss Deborah?
Yes, I think you spoke with her yesterday.
Okay. Oh, Deborah Likens, yes. From Madison King.
Yes.
Hi.
I'm calling because I'm having a system issue, and I'm not a happy camper.
You're having an issue?
Yes, and I've been having this issue for the past week.
Okay.
I have been doing 40 hours a week, and I have in my text messages that I am paid $15.50 an hour, right? Before taxes, it's about $600 and some odd dollars. I know after taxes, they're not taking even $300 or $300 worth of services to where my checks are only $300. I've rectified this one time with a young lady named Mrs. Valeria. She apparently didn't get it changed. I told her that my account information, I had two banking accounts. One of the accounts was closed and I didn't know it. So from my understanding, they were supposed to fix it to where all of my money would go to my open account that I had with you all. Now, if I was supposed to do another payment, another account form, they didn't tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't even know that, because I got another $300 check, and I need my funds. I need all of my money, like, today.
Right. Okay. So I saw some notes about that, and I actually spoke with Tamiti. She's the one that's in charge of handling, you know, everything that's related to
payroll,
HR.
Is there anybody that you can get rectified, like, today? Because I have bills, and I'm missing a lot of money from my first check and this check, so I need my funds, like, today. And I'm not trying to be ugly, I'm not trying to be mean, but I work hard. I work really, really hard, and I did what I was supposed to do ahead of time, but it would be rectified, and it's not.
Brian, I know what you mean. Actually, I spoke with her yesterday, and she did delete the account, that was closed. I think it was in 5369, I believe. It was something like that. And now,
give me one second. I can pull up the account that's open so I can tell you the last few of those so we can see if she closed the right account. Well, clearly she closed the right account, but I only got, like, I can tell you exactly how much it was. And I know that it can't be right.
Mm-hmm.
I know my pay is $15.50, and then the information that you all sent me, I can't even access my pay stubs to make sure that my stuff is correct.
Okay, I can give you access to your pay stubs. Yeah, give me one sec.
Yeah, I only got a $367 payment.
Okay.
That cannot be right. That can't.
Okay. Yeah, you're missing $120.
That's the second check that I'm missing something from. That's the second one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be very transparent with you. So when I check those notes, because I've only had Miss Deborah for like 2 days, and I called the meeting, she told me that payroll was probably closed.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not sure, and I don't think she – let me confirm, because I think payroll already closed. If you already got the money, payroll already closed, yeah. So.
And this is the second check that's happened to me.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah,
and
I know.
It's frustrating because I work really hard. I mean
– Now, what I can assure you right now is that you have – only one account now, so the next payment will be go all to the account ending in 9843.
Let me make sure that that's the correct account.
Sure.
at 98.43. I can look at my online banking to be sure of that. So what about my, so I know it's $120 for this past payment that's missing. What about the first payment?
Mm-hmm, right. The two payments that you're missing from, they're both an estimate of $120.
Estimate of like $240 that needs to go to my account.
Right. So those two amounts will most probably will be paid on next Friday with the whole amount of next Friday's payment, okay?
So I have to wait a whole other week to get all of my funds, and I have a few that are behind because of time.
Yeah, unfortunately,
98.43. Yes, that's the correct account that's open.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's the one that you have now. So, you know, for next week, you will receive the full payment of this current week. And I will check with her about the other two payments, because since the account was closed, we have to wait for them to bounce back the money to us and then resend it to the new account, you know. So I'll put a payroll issue to her and to our administrator for him to check if we already got the money bounced back. For the first one, it should be already on us. For this next one, it probably takes between, like, I would say 1 to 2 business days, so not counting Saturday and Sunday. And then we will reissue those two payments to your account on the next payroll, okay?
Okay.
Okay. But I can assure you already, it's already been fixed. Like, the issue with the account has already been fixed, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And I'm sorry about that, but
are you the direct person that I can contact? Because Valeria was no help. I mean, I know she put the notes and everything in, but nobody answers the phone. Nobody. And I've been calling an entire week.
Right, yeah, I know. It's the thing is that we have two people in the HR department, like the main people that work there, and one that handles all of those issues, she was on accrual leave that she had, so that's probably why she wasn't able to check on that. But, you know, it's already been fixed, it's already been sorted out, and you won't have any issues with your next payment or anymore, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, sure, no problem. And save my number. My name is Mary. And text me, okay?
All right, is there any way you can check to make sure all of my punches are going in for this app? For this week, including today?
Yeah. For this week, they've all been clocked in perfectly. However, for February 3rd, I was actually going to request timesheet for you because that visit was registered out of range. The visit has to be, you know, inside the home. So I'll send you a text message. Is it possible to send you a text message to this number?
Okay. You can send a text message to this number.
Okay, then. I'll send you the link for you to fill out the timesheet.
Okay. Are you able to do that in the next few minutes? Because I can do that with Ms. Gerber.
I'll send it right away, literally right away. Don't worry.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. No problem. Bye-bye.
And you said it was for February the 3rd?
February the 3rd, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll fix this.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.